Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy, GD. In this episode, Unrivaled. It'll be starting next week, so I'll give you my Unrivaled season preview, guys. So we'll go through all the teams, give you my prediction of the 4 top teams, and a lot more. Well, a bunch more. Anyway, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, this is your boy GD back with All Things Basketball with GD Podcast. And guys, next week, January 5th, the Unrivaled season begins. We saw last season where it was very exciting, its first season. It was a rousing success. So we're hoping for more success in year 2 of Unrivaled. Guys, they have expanded from 6 teams. Now they have 8 teams now. So we'll go through all the machinations as far as that goes. It'll still be a 14-game schedule for each team. It'll be a case where they'll be able to play the other squads at least twice. So there you have that. But I look forward to it, to be honest with you. Should be exciting. They'll still have their games on TNT, True TV, and also adding HBO Max. So there'll be 3 places you can watch these games, guys. And they'll come on Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So now they have a 4-game slate for the week. So should be exciting times. They also made it known that no team will play a back-to-back this season. So that's big news, guys. As far as, you know, players being able to recover and all the things. So I thought that was a nice touch by them as far as that goes. Like I said, the season will start on January 5th and it will end February 27th. And the playoffs start actually the following day on the 28th of February. And it runs until March 4th. And guys, March 4th will be the championship game. Now, guys, it's basically a round robin. 1 game, and that's it. In other words, your first round, you have your matchups there, then your semifinals, and then your champion. 1 and done, guys. So basically, it'll take a team 3 wins to get the championship. So there you go with that. And also, guys, as they did last season, the middle of the season, around the middle or so, they have their one-on-one tournament. And that will take place on February 11th, and it runs till February 14th. So it will be a 4-day affair, and I expect some excitement as far as that goes. So I'm looking forward to it, guys. I'm really looking forward to the season ahead. So with that said, we're going to go through all the teams. I'll go in alphabetical order. And it just so happens the first two teams alphabetically are teams that did not play last season. Let's start with the Breeze basketball team, guys. Your captain for that squad is Paige Beckers. So you got your young gun. She's the captain of this squad. And the squad also has on it Ari McDonald, who we last saw with the Indiana Fever, played very well for them until she got hurt. Kate Martin of the Golden State Valkyrie, she's on the squad. Cameron Brink playing with the LA Sparks, of course. Dominique Malongo of the Seattle Storm, she'll be on the squad. Another young player, just like Paige. And then Rekia Jackson, also from the LA Sparks. Your coach for this squad, Noelle Quinn, guys. And Noelle Quinn, she coached the Seattle Storm. She was let go at the end of the season. Now she's coaching in Unrivaled. So hopefully this will be a stepping stone for her as far as getting a job in the W, one would hope at least. So there you go. That's the Breeze squad, guys. In your holdovers from last season, Kate Martin, she played in Unrivaled last year. Cameron Brink, although on the squad, she didn't play any games because of that knee injury, of course, guys. And Rekia Jackson, she also played in Unrivaled last year. So basically you have three newcomers in McDonald, Beckers, and Malongo. So that's your Breeze squad. The High basketball team, the other expansion team in this league, they are captained by another young player, Sonia Centrone. She's the captain of this basketball team. And the players on this team, Monique Billings, Zaniya Rivers, Natisha Heidelman, Ezzie McBigore, and Kelsey Mitchell, making her Unrivaled debut, guys. And as far as players who's played in Unrivaled last year, Natisha Heidelman, and she played actually as a relief player, but now she is rewarded with a full contract this season. So good for Natisha. She played well as a relief player, so props to her. But everyone else, for the most part, is new to Unrivaled. And talking about the Breeze squad, the player I'll be looking at is actually Cameron Brink. I want to see how she does in this 3-on-3, guys. Remember, she came back from the knee injury. She eventually ended up playing around June or so in the W. And I want to see how she plays in Unrivaled here coming out of the gate. Of course, the player I think will be the most valuable on the team, obviously, is their captain, Paige Beckers. So there you go. As far as the Hive go, the player I'm looking at, guys, Kelsey Mitchell. I'm really looking forward to seeing her play in Unrivaled, see how she does. Of course, Kelsey Mitchell of the Indiana Fever. I didn't go through the teams, by the way. Monique Billings, I believe she was with the Atlanta Dream last season, if I'm not mistaken. Naya Rivers with Connecticut Sun. Natisha Heidelman with the Minnesota Lynx. Ezzie McBigore with the Seattle Storm. And Sonia Centrone with the Washington Mystics. Oh, and I think I forgot to mention Paige, of course, with the Dallas Wings. So there you go. Their coach is Renee Wakama, and she is a Nigerian coach, guys. She's coached the Nigerian women's basketball team, so I'll be interested to see how that coaching transfers over to the Unrivaled League. So looking forward to that. So there you go. All right, so the Lacers Ball Club, they're returning players, Jackie Young, who will be the captain, guys. Alyssa Thomas, who was captain last year, but now that title goes to Jackie Young. So those are your two players who are returning for the Lacers. Also on the squad, Nas Hillman and Jackie Young, Las Vegas Aces. Alyssa Thomas, she last played for the Phoenix Mercury. Nas Hillman played last year for the Atlanta Dream and played well for them, by the way. And remember, guys, last season in Unrivaled, she was a relief player coming in for Angel Reese when she got hurt late in the season, and she played very well for them. Thus, into a championship with the Rose Bowl Club. Maddie Segrist, who is migrating over from Athletes United. She now comes into this league here, Maddie Segrist, who played with the Dallas Wings. So this is her first year in Unrivaled. Jordan from the Atlanta Dream as well. Not new to Unrivaled. She was in Unrivaled last season. And Brittany Sykes, who was actually on the Rose Ball Club as well. So you have familiarity between her and Nas Hillman. But Brittany Sykes on this Lacers Ball Club. And they will be coached by Andrew Wade, who the team is 7-7. They finished third in the league. So hoping to see more of the same, if not better, for this season. Let us continue. The Lunar Owls, who were the pride of the Unrivaled League last season, they finished first overall, guys, in the regular season. Of course, they're returning their captain, Nafisha Heidelman, and Fee will be joined by Skylar Diggins, who will be coming back as her teammate on this Lunar Owl squad. And they have four new players, guys. Aaliyah Edwards, now she joins this squad. And she, Nafisha Collier of the Minnesota Lynx, Skylar Diggins of the Seattle Storm. Aaliyah Edwards, now with the Connecticut Sun. She was traded mid-season last season. Rebecca Allen of the Chicago Sky. She's on the squad. Marina Mabry, she played in Unrivaled last season, but she's now the Lunar Owl. So interesting pairing here. And Rachel Banham, also of the Chicago Sky. So there you go. And their coach, DJ Sackman, last year they finished 13-1, guys. That's how well they were playing, guys. So hoping for more of the same this season. We'll see how that goes. The Miss Ball Club, guys. And they finished 5th last season in the Unrivaled League. They're only returning one player, guys, and that's the captain, Brianna Stewart. So she returns, guys, and this team is guard heavy. Arika Ogunbowale, she joins the Miss team, Veronica Burton. Oh, Stewie, by the way, of course, with the New York Liberty, Arike Ogunbowale. Last with the Dallas Wings, Veronica Burton, last year's most improved player of the Golden State Valkyrie. Alana Smith of the Minnesota Lynx. Lee Yuru of the, I believe she last played with the Dallas Wings. Yes, the Dallas Wings last season. And Alicia Gray of the Atlanta Dream. So a whole new ball club for the Miss guys. And they're coached by Zach O'Brien. This team finished 5-9 last season, guys. So hoping to turn their fortunes around as they completely blow up the team. So there you go. The Phantom Basketball Club, guys, they finished at the bottom, guys. Sixth place. They had a lot of injuries they were dealing with, that ball club. Starting with their captain from last season, Satu Sabally. And unfortunately, guys, as of now, she is still shelved, guys. All due to that concussion she suffered in the...
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Finals in the WNBA finals, guys. So she's still on the shelf with that concussion injury, guys. But she's returning. Also, Natasha Cloud, she's returned for the Phantom Ball Club as well. Satu Sabally played for the Phoenix Mercury last season, and Natasha Cloud, she came over to the New York Liberty via trade. So there you go. Joining the Phantom Ball Club, Dana Evans making her debut in Unrivaled. She'll be on the squad. Aaliyah Boston of the Indiana Fever, she'll be playing with this ball club. Kiki Arifin of the Washington Mystics, she's on the squad. Their captain is Kelsey Plum this year, guys. So Kelsey Plum is the captain for the Phantom Ball Club. And then as a add-on because of the Satu injury, they have added Tiffany Hayes, who seemed like she's bounced everywhere. She was with Unrivaled last season with the Mist, I believe. Yeah, the Mist Ball Club, yes. So now she's with the Phantom Ball Club. And they are coached by Anika Hodges, who finished 4-10. The ball club finished 4-10 last season. So there you go. And then the last two ball clubs, Rose, the Rosebuds, as you will, as they nicknamed themselves. They finished second in the league last season, guys, but they ended up winning it all. It was the second half of the season where they really took off, guys. They are captained this season by Kalia Copper. Last year, Chelsea Gray was the captain, but this year it will be Kalia Copper. And actually, they bring back most of their ball club. Chelsea Gray will be back for the Rosebuds. Lexi Hall, she's back for that team, and Azaree Stevens. So you have four players returning for the Rose team. The players you're adding on, because you don't have, well, I'll get to that in a minute, but no longer with the ball club is Angel Reese and Brittany Sykes. So in their place, they've added Shakira Austin, who I think that's a fine addition. If you're going to lose to Angel Reese, you might as well get Shakira Austin in her place. And Shug Sutton, guys. Chelsea Gray, of course, of the Las Vegas Aces. Shakira Austin of the Washington Mystics. It had a renaissance season, actually, for her. Lexi Hull of the Indiana Fever. Shug Sutton, also for the Washington Mystics. Azaree Stevens, she played with the LA Sparks. And Kalia Copper last played with the Phoenix Mercury. So there you go. They are coached again by Nola Henry, who I thought did an amazing job with that ball club. They finished 8-6 on the season last season. And like I said, they ended up the unrivaled champs. So there you go with that. And then the last team is the Vinyl Basketball Club, guys. And this ball club is captained by De'Erica Hamby, guys. So she's returning to that ball club along with Ryan Howard and Ray Burrell. Of course, De'Erica Hamby last played with the LA Sparks, Ryan Howard of the Atlanta Dream, and Ray Burrell of also for the LA Sparks. Joining them on this ball club, Brittany Griner, she's playing with them guys, and she last played with the Atlanta Dream. And also, guys, she played with, I believe, the Phantom Ball Club last season. Brittany Griner did. Now she joins the Vinyl Ball Club. Erica Wheeler, her first go-around in Unrivaled, she's on this team, and she played last season for the Seattle Storm. And then Courtney Williams, guys, who play with the Lunar Owls, actually. Now she's with the Vinyl Ball Club, guys. So there you go. And they are coached by Teresa Weatherspoon. It's going to be an interesting time seeing a Teresa Weatherspoon coaching a Courtney Williams, kind of translating the ball, you know, the floor general skills of Teresa over to C-Dubs. Should be very interesting with that ball club there. And like I said, the relief players for last season were Natisha Heidemann, who was rewarded with a full contract, and Nas Hillman, also rewarded with a contract. Players not returning, guys, Kayla McBride. She was with the Lakers last season. She does not return. Stephanie Dawson, also with the Lakers. She doesn't return, guys. Jewel Lloyd of the Miss Ball Club. She's not returning this season. Courtney Vandersloot, also with the Miss, not returning. Dejanay Carrington, another Miss player who's not playing in Unrivaled this year. Sabrina Ionescu, who played with the Phantom Basketball Club, not in Unrivaled this season. And Katie Lou Samuelson, also a Phantom player who won't be in Unrivaled this year. And lastly, Angel Reese, I already kind of let the cat out the bag. And as you see, I'm wearing her today. Angel Reese, who was with the Rose Ball Club, not playing in Unrivaled this season. So there you go. And guys, I think I forgot to mention, as they did last year, mainly all of the games are going to be in Miami, with the exception of January 30th, where there's going to be a road game, if you will. And this will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, guys, on January 30th, on a Friday. And they'll have two ball clubs playing that night in Philly. And those two teams will be the Rolls versus the Lunar Owls, guys. And, of course, Kalia Kapa, a Philadelphia native, she'll be playing that night out there for the Philly faithful, guys. So, there you go. Anyhow, so that's the schedule pretty much, guys. So, and that's your teams, all the rosters and so forth. Prediction time, guys. My prediction as far as the four top teams, I think the Rolls will be a top team. You brought back four of your six players from last season. I think a Shakir Austin coming in for Angel Reese, I think that's the proper player to replace an Angel Reese. Both of them have that fire, have that desire, and can be pretty versatile. I think she can defend just as Angel did. So I thought this was a brilliant player to bring in. And Shook Sutton is kind of a player that flies under the radar, but she's a tough player, a guard. So I think she'll be able to kind of fill the shoes of a Brittany Sykes. So, and I think the key for them is Kalia Kapa. She hardly played last season for the Rose Ball Club. If she's healthy throughout, I think the combination of her and Sutton can kind of mitigate what you lost in Brittany Sykes. So I'm picking the Rose Ball Club to be one of the top four teams, guys. I think the Vinyl team, they're returning three of their players, guys. I think they could be another team that's in the midst, atop of the league there, amongst the top four. I think bringing in a Brittany Griner, who's very familiar with Ryan Howard played last season, I think that's a help. Erica Wheeler is a player who you can stick her anywhere and she's going to contribute. And I think the main player, Courtney Williams, I think that could be the difference for this Vinyl Ball Club. I'm counting them as one of the top teams coming out of this season. The Breeze team. I love the Breeze team, guys. With Paige Beckers leading the way, guys, I think the combination of a Cameron Brink and a Dominique Malonga, man, that does wonders for your interior defense, guys. I'm looking for Rekia Jackson to step up. Kate Martin, she's a glue player. She can get you key buckets here and there. Ari McDonald, I think what you saw from her with the Fever, I think she can bring that in to Unrivaled as well. I think she's a heady player that any ball club would love to have. I like the Breeze. I really like the Breeze to be one of the top teams coming out of this. And I really went back and forth on this last team. I was confident in the other three, but to find a fourth, I had to really think about it. And I think I'm going to go with the Laces. My only worry with them is size. I know Alyssa Thomas plays bigger than her size. I understand that. I like Nas Hillman, but yeah, I'm picking them, but I'm doing it kind of holding my nose because you do have two returning players there. I would have said the Phantom team, but without Satu, man, I'm leery over there. So the Lunar Owls, I think the Lunar Owls can be a threat again, but they lost a lot of what made them great last season, especially Alicia Gray. So that's my fear with the Lunar Owls, that I know they'll take a step back. How far a step back? You still have Fee there. You still have Skylar Diggins. Both of them have great chemistry together. My fear is a Marina Marbury. I think you need her healthy for this ball club to have any kind of chance. So that's why I didn't say, if I had to say another team, I guess I would say Lunar Owls, if not the Laces. But right now I'm going to go with the Laces for now. But again, I'm not confident in it. Let me put it that way. So there you go. All right, guys. So that is it for this episode, guys. I thank you for listening. As always, All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you'll find all my episodes, my clips, and guys, also my donate button. Guys, donate to the show. There's three ways to do it on the donate page. I mean, coffee, Spotify, donate, PayPal. It's all on the page. Also, my Cash App, always in the scroll, $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude. Guys, also, my YouTube channel, check that out as well, guys. Like the videos, comment if you like as well. Also, podcast platforms, all those 5-star reviews, guys. I appreciate that greatly. And then also social media, TikTok, Instagram, some Facebook, some Blue Sky, and that's it. Thank you for listening, guys. The next time you hear from me, week 10 recap, guys, for the NBA. I'll have that coming to you very shortly. Once again, I thank you for listening. As always, your listenership is so important to this show and what we do. Much appreciated. We'll talk soon. Take care.